The Pygmalion Effect and Your Second Language. The Pygmalion Effect, a fascinating manifestation of the self-fulfilling prophecy, originates from the power of expectations. According to this phenomenon, our internal beliefs about our abilities can significantly shape our performance. In the context of learning English, adopting a positive outlook on your ability to acquire the language can be a powerful catalyst for progress. By visualizing yourself communicating in English with confidence and competence, you are laying the groundwork to turn those visualizations into reality. Applying the Pygmalion Effect in learning English. 1. Positive visualization. Imagine specific scenarios where you see yourself interacting in English fluently and confidently. It could be a conversation with a native speaker, a successful presentation, or even enjoying a movie without subtitles. This visualization creates a mental reality that motivates and prepares your mind for success. 2. Clear and achievable objectives. Visualization alone is not enough. It needs to be complemented with defined goals and concrete actions. Set specific objectives like learning 10 new words every day or holding a 5-minute conversation in English with a partner each week. These clear goals turn your vision into manageable steps. 3. Positive reinforcement. Every step towards your goal deserves recognition. Celebrating your achievements, however small, reinforces your self-confidence and fuels your motivation. Remember, every new word, every correctly structured sentence, and every interaction in English is another brick in the construction of your fluency. Integrating the Pygmalion Effect with the language ego and accent imitation. By merging the Pygmalion Effect with concepts from the language ego and the imitation of the American accent, you can create a powerful synergy to accelerate your English learning. 1. Developing a language ego. Just like the Pygmalion Effect, the language ego involves visualizing yourself as a competent English speaker. This new linguistic identity allows you to overcome emotional barriers and frees you to experiment and make mistakes, crucial components in the learning process. 2. Accent practice. Imitating the American accent, even when speaking Spanish, prepares you for the phonetic nuances of English. This practice not only improves your pronunciation, but also reinforces the Pygmalion effect as you become accustomed to hearing and producing sounds that were previously foreign. 3. Positive feedback and a supportive environment. Foster an environment where mistakes are seen as learning opportunities. Positive feedback, both from yourself and others, is crucial. Remember, every step forward, no matter its size, is progress toward your goal of fluency in English. The Pygmalion effect, combined with the development of a language ego and deliberate accent practice, offers a robust framework for learning English. By visualizing yourself reaching increasingly higher levels of competence in English, and by adopting practical measures to make that vision a reality, you are setting the stage for effective and rewarding learning. Remember, your belief in your ability to learn and master English not only influences your motivation and attitude, but can also significantly transform your proficiency in the language. Keep visualizing yourself mastering English constantly, and watch as your fluency in English takes off.